They had the prom last week. Yeah. Y'all went to prom?
My niece's daughter went with, she's dating a guy from Walhalla. So okay. They went to the Walhalla.
But we didn't go to this prom. Yeah. I mean, we've been to prom. Good. Two or three of them.
Seven or eight of them.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I went to three proms, I think. One, two, three. I might have went to four. Back when we drank.
Yeah.
Could have been five. I don't know.
So they had the prom. And I
remember
was,
taking a girl one time, too.
They had the prom, and I was at Chick-fil-A, and there was people in there prom dating, you know, and I thought.
Well, at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Mm. They're not high class no more. They think, oh, let's do the basic stuff. Let's go to, you know, McDonald's and get in a play place or whatever. So, but I noticed because I was waiting on my food, and I'm not doing the Chick-fil-A pick curbside no more. They forgot me the last two times. I had to call them and be like, hey, I'm out here. And they're like, oh, who are you? I was like, well, all right. So now I'm going to wait in the drive-thru for 16 weeks. But I know that because the Goodwill, as we've established before, is across from the Chick-fil-A, so I have a perfect view of it. I seen two people from the Orient, two guys from the Orient, Orientals, hop out of a minivan decked out in their prom stuff, go into Goodwill.
Before you go on, how many more people was in that van, you think? Eight?
No, nine? No. They were Oriental, so they don't travel like, you know, Latin people.
Mm.
They travel more solo, but in pairs.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
So they get out. And
hold on a minute, you said solo in pairs.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That math right there, that ain't mathing.
No.
That don't.
That's an indictment on our education system right
they
there.
They do love pears, so I would bet they had a snack with them. So,
papayas and pears are their favorite.
Yeah, pear salad.
Yeah.
They had a pear salad.
Oh, yeah.
You know they had that.
I bet for their pre-prom dinner. So they get out, and they're decked out in their suits, and they go into Goodwill. I'm sitting there thinking, I've never once needed to go into Goodwill, ever.
You think they need some shoes or something?
They had
was
shoes.
They in their tuxedos?
Yeah.
Oh, going in Goodwill with their tuxedos. Walking barefooted?
Nah, they had the whole get up.
Mm.
And probably their dad's funeral suit, like the one he's going to be buried in. Yeah. Like, oh, you wear this. And
making payments on it. Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, I wonder what they could have, like, at some point, one of them said,
it's pulling hey, this Goodwill.
Let's run by the Goodwill real quick on the way to prom.
I need a.
Yeah.
Use spatula.
I need a spatula. I need a crutch. I need one crutch.
Yeah.
You know, I need a walking boot. That guy had the neck brace. I need an undershirt.
Hold on. You know, now that you said that, I'm thinking, you know, one little section back there, they got these artificial flowers.
Yeah.
Did either one of them have a buccaneer on? Boutonniere,
buccaneer, you say?
Yeah.
Them's on the side of his bucking head.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a
maybe
good
that's
point.
What they went to get.
It could be. Could be that, oh, we forgot flowers, and they were respectable. They were like, hey, we're not going
to the graveyard.
Let's go to the graveyard.
No. Yeah. No. When I need flowers, Goodwill's usually the first thought that comes to mind.
Yeah.
But,
well, after the graveyard.
Yeah.
But you got two, you know, high school age Orients. They're not thinking it through. They're last minute shoppers. You know, they're like, oh, we got to go somewhere. You know.
And Kmart's closed, and they don't have that blue light special anymore. So
yeah. So I tell you how dumb somebody is. One night I was hanging out with some friends, and we had ran out of, you know, ABs, alcoholic beverages, and it got late, so liquor stores was closed, and for whatever reason, this person didn't think, hey, let's go to a grocery store or a gas station. They were like, hey, let's run by Kmart, and so once I convinced them, let's go to Kmart. they were like,
I think now we're going to find out who the dumbass was.
Okay. So after spending 30 minutes in Kmart looking for, you know, beer.
Yeah.
And asking someone, hey, where's y'all's beer at? And they were like, you're an idiot. I was like, well, that's hurtful, you know. So we left, went to a gas station like we should have.
Like
from
you
the
should
start,
have in the first place.
Yeah, but I did that, and that, I kind of miss Kmart.
Speaking of that, back a few years ago, back when Mineral was, you know, traveling around.
Oh, yeah.
We'd been out one night, and it got kind of late, and So I said, I'm going to get me something to eat. So we pulled in McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Men Earl went in. And Earl went up to the counter there, up to the bar, and says, could I have a rum and coke? And the lady says, sir, this is McDonald's. And Earl said, well, could I have a Mick rum and coke then? We didn't get no food or nothing.
Okay, I was going to say, did you get one?
No. We couldn't get a French fry.
Well, and you know, the thing that I hate about it is McDonald's, they should have just been more pleasant about it. At least gave you the Coke part.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But they're just assholes. No, a lot of people that work fast food nowadays are just jerks.
Well, I got an issue with McDonald's, mm-hmm. and I didn't do science, so I can't prove it. But
right.
Me and Jared stopped there a few weeks ago because we was in West Union. Had to run into Ace Hardware and get some cement blocks or something. I don't remember now. Anyway, so let's just run over here to McDonald's and grab something for lunch, and then we'll go on about our business, putting in damned old well pump. Well, I ordered a quarter pounder.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't believe it's a damn quarter pound anymore.
Right.
That dang patty was about as thin as a dime,
yeah.
and about as big around as a quarter.
Yeah.
But they sold it to me as a quarter pounder.
You think it's more like a tenth pounder?
I'm thinking more like it's a 1/64th pounder.
Yeah. I wonder if they weigh it after they load it down with all that bullshit they put on.
Yeah, I still don't think it was a quarter pound.
Yeah.
The whole thing wasn't much bigger around than a half dollar.
Yeah. Well, they're getting slack, and they're charging more for them.
Oh, yeah. It was $14 and something to get out of there.
Right. It's just absurd. I'll tell you what else is absurd. I went to Ingles the other day, and...
Well, that's enough said right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the one over in Westminster, so you know it was...
That's the one I have to go to.
Right. But I parked on the side to kind of, you know, be away from most of the meth users.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question before you go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember... A few months ago, me and you talking. We was in here talking.
Yeah.
And you got molested by a duck. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Well.
Was that about the same parking place?
Different angles, but similar story.
So
I'm going in just to get a couple things, and I noticed that once I park, I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have parked here because there's a horse trailer nearby. And you know how I feel about horses. So I'm just... you know, doing my thing, going in. Well, when I come back out, some guy's got his horse out of the trailer.
At Ingles?
Yeah, mm-hmm. in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, what are they doing, pony rides or something? So I walked by, and he was like, how you doing? I was like, hey, man. He's like, I just got her out stretching her legs. I was like, I hate her. You know, just kept moseying on. Whack
your legs off.
Yeah, so then, as I'm walking by, you know, and he's got it on a damn leash or whatever, you know, a big one. So it's probably 40 feet away from him, just walking, you know. I'm thinking, I think you're supposed to hold him pretty close if you're just trotting him about. But I don't know because I hate him. So I walk by him, and then I walk down the 40 feet to the
horse
leash, you know, mm-hmm. and the horse is there. So I'm walking by hurling some slurs at it, and it kicks, right? I guess it was stretching its leg for real. It kicks kind of toward me. Before I knew it, I done whipped out my knife. Pow, pow, pow. I got him 7 times, boy.
Mm.
Yeah. Right in the horse's legs are different. Horse's legs go, our legs bend like this, they bend the opposite way. So.
So they real good at running backwards.
Yeah. So they're like, so when they lay down, you know, when we lay down, I can't do it because there's not enough space, but. When horses lay down, you know, they do it in a different way. So I caught this horse, and I would consider, like, between the hip and the knee, you know, on his back leg that he kicked with, you know, with my knife.
Mm-hmm.
And he died.
Mm.
You know, well, he died later when they had to put him down.
When you shot him in the head?
Somebody did. If I'd have had my piece on me, I probably would have just shot him.
I had a friend. Did the guy from the meat market come running out there?
That one guy who walks everywhere came running out there.
Cliff?
Yeah, he came out there. And I've never heard that guy say a word in my life. He came out there and he was like, well.
And that was it.
That was all he said. Yeah. And the guy who had the horse, he was pissed. He wanted them getting a fight with me now. I told him, I said, bitch, that. I got a knife. I don't think you want this smoke. Look at your horse bleeding out over there. And it was somebody had given me one of those little Swiss Army knives that you give children, you know, the little tiny one.
Somebody gave you one?
Yeah, as a Christmas gift a couple of years ago.
Had with the children.
Yeah, and that was all I had. So, I mean, I got him good, you know, but I didn't get him deep. And so he had...
Death by a thousand cuts.
Yep, seven, actually. You know, seven and a bullet. So, I guess they figured he wasn't going to make it. I thought, hell, you could have put a damn Band-Aid in that and he'd have been fine. But don't take your horses.
We had a friend that had a horse, and he stumbled or fell or something. They thought he broke his leg.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you break your leg, you have to put him down. You know,
right,
You shoot him. So.
Yeah.
But this guy, he wasn't too smart, so he shot him with a shotgun in the neck. So, and then he had a horse with a broke leg and a wound from a shotgun.
Damn.
You know, so.
Yeah. If you're going to shoot a horse, how do you kill? Do you just put it, like, right behind its ear, and shoot through its head? Or you like shoot right through it. The butthole.
Yeah, go into
see
the
if it go all the way up.
Yeah.
Come out of his nose or something.
Yeah. I saw that one time. My buddy, his dad was a vet, you know, and a cow got stuck in some mud or something. And he shot him behind the ear.
Because he got stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
Beat your ass.
Yeah.
Watch where you're walking.
Well, that's my thing. I couldn't, I would never work on a farm, one, you know. But two, I would angle it to be, you know, it would be a, they'd make a movie about me later or write a book. Because I'd be the guy that when I got, if I had to go work on a farm that had horses, I'd be like, hey, you know, I've done some things in my life. I don't mind putting these things down when they need to be put down, you know. And not a lot of people volunteer for that, I don't think. I think it's like a, let's draw straws and see who has to do it. You know, I'm raising my hand. Like,
well, yeah. See, most people that work on a farm are there because they like the animals.
Yeah.
And
right,
you know, they want to take care of them.
But it wouldn't work for me because, you know.
You don't like them.
Right. And because.
Which one can I kill today?
Yeah. Well, that's my thing. It, like, as we've established, horses lay down different than we do. If I see,
if you've established,
yeah. If I see a horse laying down, I immediately assume he's dying. So I'm just gonna go ahead and finish him off.
Finish him off.
Yeah.
The same guy that shot his horse with a shotgun.
Yeah.
He had another horse that was lazy as hell, and that horse he'd lay on the ground out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He'd lay like a dog.
Yeah.
You know, horses don't know when to do that.
Right.
But this horrible, and it was on 24 out there, and right beside it was the fence and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this horse go out there and lay down.
Yeah.
Well, people know a horse don't lay down like that, and people stop and say, your horse is dead out there. Your horse is dead. So finally, he got a sign and put up on the fence. Horse is not dead. He's asleep. Leave him alone. You know.
Well, it's good that
the horse died.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's good that happened.
He laid out there about a week and a half.
Because
his buddy is on the side of the road. He was a cow outside the fence.
Yeah, yeah, and they didn't make it. Yeah, if that had been me, I'd have rode by and saw him. I'd have been like, "Oh man, I got to go put him out of his misery." They're like, "He's sleeping." Like, still,
he's fixing to go to the big sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's sleeping on the ground right now. He's going to be sleeping in heaven here in a few minutes. Or hell. They probably go to hell, I bet. Ain't no damn horses in heaven except that one, that white one.
Flicker.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed might have went to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ever hear him cuss or anything, did you?
No. That's a good point. He probably did go to heaven.
I bet he did off camera.
Oh,
well,
God.
You've got a point.
All those idiots.
Cuss like a sailor, I bet you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen those, what are they? Oh, those the people riding around in busted cars. You've seen them. Yeah.
In what?
Like just junky trash
busted
cars.
Busted-ass cars, you know.
Oh.
You know, you ain't got no finger on it.
No.
Or, you know, they're riding on the donut spare for, yeah. You know, you've
Six
seen them about 8
oh,
weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. Ride by 3 tire shops on
yeah.
that damn
yeah.
spare.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw one that had, or we might have saw the one, there was a guy who had a broke door handle, you know, so he either had to get in NASCAR style or through the passenger seat. He had, instead of...
Apparently the inside door handle didn't work.
Yeah, that's what he had.
He couldn't get out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He could get in, but he couldn't get out.
I understand.
So he had to get
been
out.
Been there, done that.
Get
and
out
he was a bigger
NASCAR
fella,
style.
Too.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't know him climbing across the seat console and getting out the other side, you know.
No.
He'd get stuck.
Yeah. And, But we saw it, and he had it rigged up where he had had a string ran to the, outside where he just pulled it, and it would open, you know, so he could get out. And I thought, just get your damn door handle fixed.
String's a lot cheaper.
It's a good point. Also,
you got a fly in here. Get away from me, you little bastard.
If
you talking to me?
Yeah. If I had that issue, I would get my door handle fixed or just get rid of the car. It's a pile of shit anyway, so why you want to keep it? I get that some people don't have that luxury. Well, you got to put it all into perspective
now. The reason they're driving that thing in the first place is they may not be financially able to get it fixed or to get a different vehicle. So
good point.
You got to step back a step and think just a minute. You know?
And you listen, think like they think. You know, new door handle over here is $52. $52 worth of mess, it's a whole lot of mess for me.
Yeah.
So I can go like 2 days.
Yep.
You know, or I can get a new door handle. I believe I go over here for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Yep.
And find me a piece of string.
Mm-hmm. Give me a bit, take my shoelaces out.
I can steal a piece of string.
I can't steal a new door handle, but I don't know how to fix my own. So, yeah.
Hey,
they, people are.
You was telling a story about when you was at Ingles and a duck. Oh, you it wasn't a duck; it was a horse.
Yeah, it was a horse.
Horse got after you.
Yeah.
If I was you, I wouldn't go to Ingles because all kind of wild animals coming up on you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like I attract them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not attracted to them. I'm just saying they're there when
you might be attractive to them.
That could be. Could be. I remember one time when I was going to ride a horse, and. Well, let's not talk about this. I hate horses. it's just stupid. They're
You're being punished for what?
Well, evidently being fat, because they were like, hey, here's your horse. And it didn't look like it was a fat guy horse. It looked like it was a sick horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the Kentucky Derby's today.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about horses.
Oh, first started in May every year.
That's why I figured. That's where I thought you might be going with your horses.
Yeah.
You know, you'd like to be at the finish line of Kentucky Derby picking them off when they come by.
Right. As soon as they do the thing where they let them out to shoot,
mm-hmm.
I just start shooting.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of horses,
that'd be a news story right there.
Oh, yeah.
Mass shooter at the Kentucky Derby. How many people did he kill? Not a soul. 11 horses.
Nine horses.
You know, but
there's my grandma and grandpa, you know, and back then they had horses. I mean, you know, they rode horses. I mean, they didn't ride them to town or nothing, but, you know, they rode them on the farm. And my grandma had her horse, and my grandpa had his horse. And then, listen, it wasn't like they put saddles on them and a saddle blanket and combed his hair before they rode. None of that shit. They just got on their horses and rode. They had a big farm. They'd ride around the farm. Well, they got on one Saturday and went riding out through the field out there, and my grandma's horse bucked her off.
Mm. It's what Nene now, was it?
Yeah.
Nene, oh Lord, Nene.
Bucked Nene off, and Nene said, mm-mm, ain't gonna have that. Papa said, you all right? She said, yeah. She jumped back on him, went riding some more, and it wasn't just a few minutes. Bucked Nanny off again.
Mm.
Papa jumped off his horse. Said, are you all right? What's going on with your horse? Said, I don't know. He said, what'd you tell him back there when he bucked you off the first time? I told him, I said, that's one. Well, I seen you whispering in his ear this time. What'd you tell him this time? I told him, I said, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they climbed back on, went down, sprang down there, and bucked her off again.
Ooh.
And Nene Rowe wasn't pulling up with that.
Yeah.
Nene Rowe put a little pocket pistol out of her pocket. Pow! Shot the horse right in the head.
Amen.
Well, Papa jumped off the train. Now, why didn't you shoot the horse? The horse is valuable. You know what Nene Rowe said?
Well, no.
That's one.
I would imagine he didn't push his luck on two.
No,
he never went for two.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame her one bit. I knew that's where it's hereditary. Isn't that what it means?
Yeah.
Speaking of hereditary.
I'm just glad it wasn't hereditary in horses because they'd had to walk back. So,
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Hair's not like a hot commodity in our family. You know, I mean, it's hard to come by.
So, apparently so. Yeah.
So I noticed the other day that I was doing something, and I was flying down. I wasn't. Where was I at? I had been flying down the highway. Oh, I was back at Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I had to take notes on it because a lot of shit happened that day. So I saw the two Orients run over to the and I don't want to call them Asians because I don't know for sure if they're from Asia or, but they were Oriental in nature.
Did you see them come out? Did they have anything with them when they came out?
No.
That stuff?
I was going to hang out to see what happened, but by the time, you know, I had to call Chick-fil-A and they, 30 minutes later, they brought me my stuff. I was like, look, this is already cold. I got to get home, you know. Mm. So I should have waited, but I didn't. But the guy pulled up beside me in his pickup truck. It's a pretty nice truck. So I was kind of peeking at it and saying, hey, it's a nice truck, you know. Then I noticed that he had must have had the AC wide open in his truck because it was kind of, you know, blowing his hair, you know. And I thought, that's a telltale sign. And if you've got enough hair to where you turn the AC on high and it blows it, you know, you gay.
You're gay or a girl.
Right. Just for the men's side. You know, yeah. Women's different.
Yeah.
But if you're a man and you got enough hair that you cut the AC on high and it blows it, you know, you're a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I hate to tell people that. But
yeah, that needs to be written down. That exactly. Needs to be an official rule.
Yeah. What we need to do is come up with a damn Your Boys Rule book.
Yeah.
You know, and see if anybody will buy it. You know, I doubt it. But.
We would. Well, we wouldn't buy it. We want a free copy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We'd have the manuscript from the first one. Maybe not manuscript. What did Hitler call his book? He wrote a book.
Mein Kampf.
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't that mean manuscript in Chinese?
No, it means my struggle.
Oh.
Yeah. Manuscript in Chinese. You think Hitler was Chinese?
I don't know, man. That haircut.
That mustache and haircut.
He got a point. Didn't really think about it that way.
Yeah. Every time I've ever heard him say something, though, I thought, that doesn't sound like Mandarin. You know, but I don't know Mandarin, so hell, it could be. Who knows? Have you seen the, they advertise them on TV sometimes, the debit cards for children?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw an ad the other day for one, and it was a, I forgot what it was called. It was like a Greenwich or something. Sounded kind of Jewish, but it was a debit card for children that you could put, like, the parents can, like, put chore money on or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. But the debit card has a picture of the child on the front, and I thought, well, hopefully the kid knows what he looks like if you're giving him a damn debit card,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they won't lose it. But then I thought, well, why would they do that? The only reason I could come up with is for, like, verification purposes, because a 7-year-old runs up in a Dollar General and says, hey, let me swipe my card. You're like, is it your card? Yep. You know, shows a picture.
It's me. Yeah. This is me.
Where's your parent? Well, they gave me this. It's got my picture on it, so you know it's mine.
And then at home, I walked here.
Yeah.
Where you live at, Westminster?
Yeah. But then I thought that could be a... if the kid gets kidnapped, you know, at least they'll have some negotiating money with the pedophile.
Yeah. At least the pedophile know who they are.
If they take Venmo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If they got one of the little card readers you swipe on your phone, you know, hey, I have $11 in my bank account. And the pedophile's like, you have a bank account? I thought you were a kid. That's the only reason I got you.
Well, you know, that's a good thing to teach kids a little bit of...
Yeah. Because a lot of kids nowadays are idiots.
Oh, they ain't got a clue about finances. They think it's just ask mom and daddy and it shows up.
Yeah. It was like that time me and Josh needed shoes. Dad sat us down and said, listen.
That one time y'all needed shoes.
Yeah. that one month. Yeah.
That 1 month y'all needed shoes.
Dad said, listen, y'all are fat. These aren't going to make you jump higher or run faster. You know, so can't do it.
Use your old shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. These damn Jordans ain't going to make you jump higher.
Nope. But I did. I thought, this is weird. I don't, you know, when we were kids, no child had a debit card. But I guess that's, like you said.
No child had a phone.
Venmo it.
When y'all were kids.
No.
Well, you dealt in cash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And now, I very rarely carry any cash now. So I hope if I get kidnapped.
I very rarely don't carry cash.
Yeah.
We from the old school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
if I get less than $100 on me, I start to panic.
Mm-hmm.
Not I wouldn't say panic, but it's like, well, hell, I better gotta replenish. Get some more money.
Yeah, Well, that's good.
Because we learned something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's changing, believe me. But when you want to buy something and you can negotiate,
yeah,
if you got that cash,
yeah,
it speaks louder than that debit card.
For sure.
You start throwing $100 bills or $20 bills on the table, you can
negotiate.
You only got one card and be like, what do you think about this? They're like, I think it's still this price. Mm-hmm. Well, shit. But I was thinking that I hope if I get kidnapped, they have those card readers too. I don't have my picture on there, but, you know, I think my slight gray goatee.
If you get kidnapped.
I'm not a child, you know.
If you were to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Okay. Me and Earl, we've talked about this and we figured this out.
Mm-hmm. We know what we're going to do.
He's going to stake out Bojangles, Hardee's, and Wendy's because they're close together.
Yep.
Right. And I'm going to stake out Chick-fil-A, Burger King, McDonald's.
Right.
Because they're close together.
Yep.
Okay. We'll find you with
it. Oh, yeah.
Because that's the first thing you're going to tell your kidnapper. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
Give me something to eat.
Yeah.
You know.
Can we stop and get a snack?
Yeah.
Like, we got a long trip ahead. We're going to Mexico. I'm like, surely there's a Burger King on the way. You know.
I'm going to need a Happy Meal.
Yeah. And I'm going to suggest Burger King just because I know that there's going to be some kind of altercation where they're going to mess something up, you know. So that's going to give me a little time to like, hey, I can get out of here.
You make a breakaway right there.
Knowing my luck, the damn interior door handles aren't going to work because I talk shit about them. So
just trying.
Never going to get out. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all put the window down.
Burger King used to have the, what was it, a fork and a knife or a fork and a spoon as the door handles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some other restaurant does that now. Who was that?
And I thought, well, they still got them down at the diner. I go by at Spartan.
I thought, just get real door handles, you idiots. Well, that's the thing. There's no more play places. They took them away. And that's probably what's contributing to a lot of this, you know, childhood suicide rate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to go to a play place. It's just when it's I was all a kid. Over.
Yeah.
If mom took us to, you know, get a Happy Meal, and for some reason we went inside, we didn't give a shit about the food. We going straight to the damn jungle gym, you know, the ball pit. Nowadays, kids are like, "Hey, can we go to the play place?" And the mom's like, "No, I got to go do drugs."
Mm-hmm.
Kids like, "I'm gonna kill myself." You know, we said the same thing, but we were bitches. We weren't really gonna do it. You know, nowadays kids are getting ballsy. They'll do it just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You only get to prove that point once.
Yeah. There was
like to prove different points at different times. So
I'm not really like a final point kind of guy.
Yeah.
Not me. But there's a place over in not near here that's called Small Wonders. And I rode by it and I thought, this is weird. What is it? So I looked on the sign and it said, Small Wonders.
We're going to get back into midgets again, ain't we?
That's what I thought.
That way.
I thought it was a place for, like, curious midgets.
He's talking about them Pendleton now. Yeah. You're Michelin after that. I see it, too, and I thought the same thing. Small Wonders.
I thought it was a place for curious midgets to go learn or go do stuff. And it's for children who are advanced.
Artistic. Huh?
The opposite. You know, they're ahead of the curve.
Oh.
You know, they're not
studying
the curve.
Well, that is a wonder then, yeah.
So, I kind of staked it out for a little bit, hoping, hey, maybe I'm going to see a midget run up out of here and, you know, real full of knowledge, just spouting off new words.
You're looking for a kid with a debit card, weren't you?
Well, those are the kids coming out of there. A lot of Asian kids came out of there. Oriental kids came out of there. And I didn't know if it was like a – I didn't know what it was, you know, but after about 3 hours of watching it, I said, I better get out of here. People are going to think I'm a damn pedophile. You know. So I did. I took off out of there. But they had, it was like in a, what do you call those things with a lot of buildings in there?
A strip mall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what are you going to put a learning place in here for? Because there was an Advanced Auto Parts on one end.
Teach them how to work on cars.
A Mexican restaurant in between them. Then Small Wonders. Then a hair
salon
for African American people. And then on the other end, it said something Institute of Speech.
You're going to need it to be able to talk to somebody.
Well, I thought, you know, well, what are you doing in there? Are you just learning how to, like, public speak? Or is it like a night class for college? And it's not. It's a learning place for kids who don't speak well. And I thought, well, what is school for? Like, if you can't figure it out at school and you got to go pull overtime at a speech place.
Remedial speech.
Yeah. that's one of the basic things. I mean, and if your kid got in an accident or has some kind of dyslexia or whatever and they can't do it, then sure, you know. But if you just said, Jeffrey, you sound like a dumbass. We got to take you over here. You know, if you're doing that.
You can't talk, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. I can't understand a word you're saying, Jeff.
Yeah.
You got to go over here.
So I went in there after I got my new gas cap and
could they understand
tacos.
You?
Yeah. Well, I went in and you know, because I don't remember why I went in, but I went in and I asked, I said, what is it? What is this? Is this affiliated with the Small Wonders? And they were like, no, no, that's for children, not midgets. I said, well, is this for midgets? They're like, no, that's for anyone who needs, you know, speech therapy. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. And so this, it was like in a shopping center or whatever you said.
Strip mall.
Yeah. So it's not like here, come back to this classroom. We'll do it. Well, you just walk in. There's just people sitting at desk, you know. So I walked in mid-class. And there was
sit down and what happened?
No, there was a little like desk at the front with a lady. And the lady was very nice, but she should have been in the class.
Mm. She stuttered?
Yes.
Stuttered?
She did. And I was like, she's trying to tell me what it is. And I'm like, you know.
Spit it out, Junior.
Yeah. And so about halfway through her trying to explain it, I was like, all right, I got to go. My tacos are done. You know, I got to go back down here. And she's trying to tell me, oh, thanks for stopping in. I'm like, you shouldn't be thanking me.
Mm.
You know, but so after I got out of that damn 45-minute hide-and-go stutter match with that desk lady, my tacos were cold, but whatever.
You ate them anyway.
You ate them anyway,
didn't you? Yeah. I mean,
speaking of this, like strip malls and stuff, yeah, I want you to think about this, okay? Because it's absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find one, take me to it because I want to see it because I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a food line,
yeah,
I promise you, somewhere within 250 feet of that food line, there's a Chinese restaurant in there.
Oh, 100%.
Name me one that don't have a Chinese restaurant. Well, name me one.
Well, I can't say I could do that.
Well, they I don't know if Food Line has interest in the Chinese restaurants. I don't know if the Chinese restaurants had interest in Food Line, but you can't name me one.
No. No, it's they go hand in hand. I wonder if it's like a package deal.
Well, it might something.
Yeah.
Because everyone.
I wonder if you have to be like it's like a diversity panel, you know, because that's what they're talking about on the news all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, hey, we're going to put up a food line. They're like, all right. You know,
where's the Chinese restaurant going to be?
Yeah, what are you going to put in the other three spaces? They're like, well, there's four spaces, actually. Yeah, one of those is going to be a Chinese restaurant. You know, but what are you going to do with the other three? They're like, well, we weren't really planning on doing a Chinese restaurant. We're like,
well, you are now, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you want a food line, you kind of have to.
As a matter of fact, you're probably going to have a pack mail in there, too.
Yeah.
You know.
A pack mail.
That's two of them done.
Yeah.
You know.
Speech therapy class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably
wonders.
Teach karate
out
of the other
one. See, you got your strip mall built right there.
But my thing is when they do those, so they do the food line, then they have two and two, right? They have the Chinese restaurant on the end, the pack mail, the speech therapy, and small wonders slash, you know. And then the other end, they're teaching Taekwondo. Why would you not put the Chinese thing in the restaurant
just
and the
make
Taekwondo
one
together? Yeah. And make like a door between them.
Well, there's an art to that. You see, you want the foot traffic from going from one to the other to pass by them other stores, and maybe they'll dive in and get a little something on
good
their
point.
Way.
And
good
if
point.
You're real smart,
it's psychotic,
you know. And these are real smart people. Put a liquor store on the end.
Oh yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we know where we find you, then would we?
Yeah. Plus, I was gonna say, you know, these people that go into the Small Wonders and the speech. They gonna go to the liquor store.
Oh yeah,
they got to.
Yeah,
or they mom and dad's gonna put them into Small Wonders, and then they gonna go to the liquor store. One of the two.
Somebody's gonna use it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but they could do it like you said. There's a strategy to it. They could do it like, what could they do it like? They do it like Taekwondo, Chinese restaurant, Asian restaurant. Let's be politically correct. Once, on the food line, other side. Speech therapy, and then the pack mail. You go get your exercise. You go get your dinner. for the night. You go get your groceries for the week. You go learn how to speak good English, you know, because if you were real fluent in those first two buildings, you need to stop by here.
Yeah.
Hit the pack mail to send some shit back to your family in the Orient, and then hit the liquor store to just wash away your woes.
Mm-hmm.
You good for the week then, aren't you?
Yeah. And if you do it in that
wash
order.
Wash away your woos.
Yeah. If you do it in that order. Oriental people love it because they love school and shit. And
oh, learning. Yeah.
So they love reading is what I meant. And but that's a good that's making me think. When you read Chinese, don't you read
I
it?
I don't.
Yeah, okay. I think you read it backwards. So I think how we read from the left to the right.
How would you know?
Yeah. I think they read it from the right to the left. So what I said, you might have to flip it. Taekwondo goes down here, Chinese restaurant, food line, what the other stuff.
Well, now listen, you know, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, reading right, left, right. Yeah. You know, like if they read our books, they just turn them upside down.
Yeah, good point.
And read the other way. So.
Yeah. I had a
only problem with that is they, you know, they know the end of the book before the first book.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, I mean.
I had a lady send me an email last week, and it said it was in Chinese. And normally they're pretty good about just going ahead and translating it for you. Well, I guess this was a quick one. Hey, you know, shit's happening. We locked down. Help, you know, or whatever.
Help.
So
help.
She sends me the email, and I take it to, you know, I don't read Chinese either. So I copy and paste it to Google Translate. And it should have read, hey, here's your part number. Here's your price. You're welcome, you know, or thank you, or whatever. And it said, shit's getting bad. Everything's locked down. Need baby food. So, being the astute man that I am, I typed out a response, took it to Google Translate, put it in Chinese, sent it back to her. And when I, apparently there's a good translation from Chinese to English. Going the other way is a little sketchy.
Because
she said, you know, hey, it's getting bad. We're locked down. Need baby food. I said, wow, that sucks. When is my product going to be ready? I don't have any children, you know. And basically what Google translated it back was, damn it. Oh, no. F your kid. And I was like, that's not what I said. In my heart, that wasn't what I said. And so now we have to find a new supplier for one of our lines.
And you're looking for a job, right?
Yeah, I will be soon once it catches up to, you know,
and
upper
Chinese
management.
Woman's teaching you a lot of curse words.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how I'm gonna blame it on that. I'm going to be like, hey, she started it. You know, she was the one not doing a good job of translating stuff. And
you know how all them, especially Chinese, Koreans come over here, and I mean, you know, they pick up our language pretty quick.
Yeah.
I couldn't go to Chinese to pick up our language pretty quick. Well, I mean, if I went over like when I was two, when I was about 42, I'd still say thank you and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And, you know, that's all I could say probably.
Yeah. I learned a Korean word the other day, or a Korean phrase.
Kia.
Hung chow.
No, it was hot job or something like that.
Hot job.
And I had to ask a Korean friend what it meant, and they said, don't do it. And that's what it really means. He told me it means, hi, how are you? So now anytime I see, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Anytime I see an Oriental person, I'm like, hachab! And they all look at me like, because I think I'm telling them, hi, how are you? And what I'm actually telling them is, don't do it.
Did you get that off Google Translation?
No, my friend Lee did it. Oh. He told me.
What is that, your friend Lee?
Yeah.
That don't even sound right, does it?
Yeah. He told me straight up.
That's like, you know, all these Indian people, they Patels.
Yeah.
That's a damn lie.
Right.
Yeah. And all these Chinese, Korean, their first name is Lee.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Right.
He ain't never been Lee.
No. I would rather learn their Chinese or, what was the first one?
Korean.
Yeah, or Indian name.
Yeah.
I'd rather learn that. Like, hey.
Yeah, but it looks so funny when you write out, because you got like seven consonants together with no vowels in there, you know? Yeah,
right.
And you really, in your mind, your training, you don't have a way to pronunciate that because you're expecting a vowel in there.
Well, I'm not going to write him a letter. I was just going to say, like, hey, you know, like the guy at the gas station, Randy?
Yeah.
You know?
Which is not his real name.
No.
But not even say his real name.
Yeah. I'd rather him tell me, hey, my name is Christian Bob. Mm-hmm. Instead of me just saying, what's up, Randy? And him hating me.
This is a Jetco Westminster, guy in there. We call him Randy because his name is Ranushka Poosh or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, see, that's why, because you know it, you still can't say it.
No, that's right.
That's how we came up with Randy. We went in one day, and it was convenient then because we lived out that way, so that was a gas station you'd stop at. And Dad went in one day and was talking to him, and I didn't know that they had already had interactions, you know. So I went in, and he kind of put two and two together after we told him, hey, you know, we went in together. I was like, ask my dad. And that's how he put it together.
So he's smart.
He's astute like
him. Yeah. So one day I went in by myself, and I asked him, I said, hey, man, what's your name? And he said, Randy. And I said, no. What's your real name, your Indian name? I said, I don't want to call you just some bullshit name. I said, I don't call you by your name. I said, my name's Caleb. That's what it says when I was born, you know, I think. So you can call me Caleb, and instead of, you know, fat boy or whatever you think. And I said, I'll call you by your real name. And that's what he said, Rishnikov Sherman or something. And I said, say it slower for me. Just, I want to get it right. I don't want to butcher it, you know. And so he said, Rishnika Schnurban. And I said,
okay, Randy.
See you later, Randy.
I said, yeah, I'm going to call you Randy because that name's a fucking nightmare.
It's okay, Randy.
Yeah. So
the reason all the Chinese and Korean people, their name, first name Lee.
Yep.
Because when they start learning a language, that's the easiest to spell.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the first thing you learn. I got to write my name.
Change the L to two E's, you're good.
Yeah, that's right. Make three E's and take away two stripes. You Lee.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
Yep. But, and I love them, man. I mean, I don't love them, but I don't not like them.
Mm-mm.
You know, I like all people. I don't have a hatred for many people, you know, and I like learning about new things because I like, so I always go back to food, you know, but I like trying new foods. So I like learning, you know, like with Randy, I wanted to learn his name so I could address him, you know, in a friendly way, you know, instead of just calling him some bullshit rant. Like, bro, they couldn't have gave you like a better name than Randy. Randy's that guy who Randy is Muttley. That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who looks like Muttley uptown in Wahala.
Yeah.
That's his name's Randy. I only found that out because I was in the gas station one day when he was in there stealing something, and they were like, Randy,
put it back.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I thought his name was Muttley. So he got a little arm too, or it's not little, but it is littler than the other one.
And why you hold your hand like that?
That's how it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is it little or is it configured?
That's what it is.
Ah.
It's configured up like if he needed to hold like a bunch of groceries, he'd be set because he could just clip them in here and it's already up here, you know. And I think it happened, I forget. Somebody told me how.
Go-kart wreck.
No. That'd be hilarious, though. He was, what was he doing? Oh, yeah, because they told him, you know, put whatever he was trying to steal back. And he was trying to steal them damn, those eggs in the jar. Those pickled eggs or whatever.
God almighty.
Like, was he trying to steal them one at a time or the whole jar?
Whole jar.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, just let him have them. No one wants those.
They've been in here since I was 11 years old. Yeah. Let him have them.
Yeah. And I asked him, I said, his name's Randy? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. Didn't know that. And they're like, yeah, he's a good guy, but he's unwell. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, don't you see his fucking arm? I said, well, yeah, but I didn't want to assume that. He was like, well, he's also, you know, mentally handicapped. I was like, oh, okay.
Other than being mentally handicapped, physically handicapped, he's doing great.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. I said, has he always been that way, or what happened to him? And they said, no, a couple months ago, there was a guy over at Ingles. Randy was out there walking his horse. I said, all right, I got to go.